to District 32 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better. So running businesses, there's always something which goes with it. We're handing out business cards, we're handing out brochures, we need signage, we need all those sorts of kinds of things. But finding them with someone who's actually going to get it can be really tricky. I mean, the easiest option, of course, throw something together yourself, whop it through Vistaprint, 2 days later it arrives and you go, oh, that wasn't quite what I meant. So solution, find someone who gets it. So today we have Jonathan Endo from PrintWest, who is going to tell us all about some of the things which is a better way to approach this.
Well, first of all, I'll need to stop you. Only my mother calls me Jonathan.
Jonathan, I apologise.
So John is fine, but when you say John, I'll need you to make it without the H. So just John, J-O-N.
J-O-N, got it.
Okay, that's it. That's the most important thing. At least we've covered that today.
Well, when we're talking about branding, which is what we are,
yeah,
then that is what we're talking about, is understanding someone's individual need for personal branding or business branding. And that's what comes through in our businesses, because small businesses, it sort of kind of is us.
Yeah, exactly. We project ourselves to what we give to people. Now, your first impression of someone might be a snazzy suit, it might be a tailored coat, whatever it might be. But sometimes it's actually just your business card. So the amount of times I've walked into meetings and people have been a little bit shy about handing over the business card to me because it's a little bit flimsy or it's not really up to standard, it always brings a wry smile to my face. I always hand over my nice, thick, 450-gram velvet laminated business card, and then they become even more intimidated.
You do know that most of us didn't understand a word of what you just said, right?
I thought everyone did. I thought everyone knew about a 450-gram laminated card now.
See, this is why we need someone like you, because you've got the expertise that we lack within our businesses. Right.
Well, I'm always on hand to talk to anyone about print. It's my favourite subject, so I'm not sure if this podcast can go on for maybe 2 or 3 hours, but I can talk about print all day long.
Right.
I've been in the print game for 25 years now. Started out on the shop floor. Effectively, I was driving a van, doing a bit of print finishing, so guillotining, folding, this kind of thing. And I'm not sure whether or not the passion for print came from that or just the fact that I was drummed into doing things correctly from an early starting point. I've just loved print all my life. Many a time I've gone into shops, because we do a lot of large format graphics and retail outlets, many a time I've been found actually sniffing wallpaper or looking at people's window graphics. The wife's had to pull me away from the mannequin at times where I'm just testing to see whether or not the vinyl is actually stuck to the window correctly. But I love print and I love talking about it. So one of the great things I like to do is get together with people for a coffee, just have a half an hour little coffee break, ask them what their needs are. So it's not just going on to Vistaprint, as you say. You can talk to me and I can find a solution, which is really where PrintWest came from.
That seems like the easiest solution, surely, is to just jump on there, because the prices for business cards are ridiculously expensive. You're thinking, how much do I really need to spend about handing people a piece of card? Why does it make so much of a difference, that 400 gram versus the Vistaprint version, which you can just sort of kind of hand out where the colours are sort of kind of a bit fuzzy?
Yeah, it's one of those things. It all depends on what your sell is. If you're selling 50 cents worth of sweets, then it really doesn't matter what your business card looks like. But if you've got a professional business, something you're proud of, you need something which actually reminds people of who you are and what your business is all about. So if you're actually embarrassed or you hand over a very cheap and nasty looking business card, what does that actually say about your business?
Mm.
So we try not to be overly expensive when it comes to business cards. We offer a good value card, we have a mid-range one, and then we have one which is a little bit nicer. So whatever suits your business, and we can tailor to your needs. But we're not just business cards, you know?
No, I appreciate that. But I guess when you're starting out in business, the first thing you think is, I need a card. I'm going networking. I need to be able to give something to someone. So it becomes that first thing. So when we're talking not just business cards, that needs to, I'm assuming, integrate into a larger product. So if I was a startup, for example, what would you suggest to people is their minimum viable? What do they really actually need to get going? So a business card and...
Well, first of all, business card is essential. I think especially when you're within networking groups, The groups we always attend are really, really good networking platforms, so you've got to have a good card. It then depends on whether or not you're presenting at exhibitions. So a good quality exhibition stand is always good. Again, we have a range of those we can offer. And again, you can then look at your premises, your vehicle. Do you need to have a vehicle wrap? One of the biggest things we're pushing at the moment is vehicle wraps. It's a walking or a driving advertisement, if you like. The amount of time we probably spend on the Mitchell or the Kwinana Freeway, you may as well have your image plastered all across your car or your van.
Okay, so do I need to come to you knowing what I want? Like, this is my logo, this is my brochure, this is my, can you just print it for me?
You can, that's certainly one way to do it, but we always try and add value to what you've got. You know what, we want to separate ourselves from the likes of Avistaprint and some of the smaller print companies out there who will just do what they're told, they will just put ink on paper. We're more about, we've set up PrintWest to be ethical printing and creative solutions. So the creative solutions is a big part of our sell. So you can come to us with a little sketch on the back of a cigarette card or something. And we will adapt that. Our creative team will come up with a great logo. We'll develop it further. And we'll make sure it works for print. Sometimes what works for websites won't necessarily work for print.
Right, okay.
So we'll work with you to get that done. But likewise, if you've got a logo which you love or a leaflet which you've had produced elsewhere, then we can obviously produce that again for you, probably more competitively, certainly higher quality. But yeah, we're all about a solutions company. So we try to be, I hate using the term a jack of all trades, but we can do from concept to completion. And that's really one of our big sells.
Okay. Fantastic. So you said before you started on the print shop floor. So have you... And you obviously are a little obsessed with this, a bit like me and good coffee.
Yeah.
Is this what you've always wanted to do? How did you get into it to start with?
I don't think anyone ever wanted to be in print. for some reason, we end up in print and we either love it or we jump ship quite early. I worked my way through from shop floor and never really thought about management or sales within that area. But my old boss back in the UK saw something in me. Said, love you to get involved in production, so I became a production manager, working my way through to commercial manager, managing director, and really worked my way through the business at the time, and was very successful in that. Had a little bit of a leaning towards sales just because my production knowledge was so good, and I always find I'm not maybe the most gregarious or salesy of people, but when it comes to production knowledge, that's really my sell.
So to sit down, have a conversation, how can we, you get how to help people?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not one of these people who everyone will take to, but once people actually understand the knowledge I've got about printing, I can certainly be an asset to their business. And that's really what PrintWest is all about.
So what is the first job in printing?
The first job?
Yep.
Ooh.
That first thing that you actually did, I mean, you said you got into printing at a young age. Is that learn how to get the inks out of the containers, or
well,
what does that look
that's,
like?
That's really highbrow, that getting the inks out. No, the traditional way, it's probably changed now, but the traditional way we used to learn is you'd start off in print finishing. And the idea of that is it's pointless creating something at the front end, which would be your design, if you actually can't finish the product. So you start in a finishing department, so we know how to cut things down. So we talk about, going to bore you now with things like trap and bleed and crop marks.
Oh, those little thingies that your design programs have, those little dotty
yeah,
things, and
exactly.
How much bleed do you want, and yeah. Oh, they've actually got purpose.
Yes, they do. If you ever see them on one of your printed brochures, though, you've gone to the wrong printing company.
Good to know.
The idea of those crop marks or tick marks, they should be chopped off. You should never see anything like that. But yeah, it's a good grounding to start off in print finishing, so you know how things work, pagination, folding, and then you can go to the dizzy heights of putting ink in a press, or nowadays probably more digital print, so you can press one of those big green shiny buttons.
So that sounds like a very obvious start with the end in mind.
Yes, I think so. Unfortunately, at the moment, a lot of creatives who are coming into the industry got fantastic ideas as regards to how things look for Instagram, Facebook, these kind of things, but actually when you convert it into print, it's a whole different animal. And really, that's where we try and add value again.
But by print, you mean that physical, I can pick it up and take it somewhere?
Yeah, definitely. The industry has gone through a real transition. I remember saying about 10 years ago, well, print was dead. It's because the internet was taking over everything. But it's funny, in the last couple of years, print has really started to to find its feet again. And print will be with us forever, because this, I've obviously got a new brochure out at the moment, which I'm getting so much good feedback about it. People are actually unwilling at times to take the brochure because it's that nice. I said, well, this is my industry. Please take your brochure, take it away, leave it on your desk, give it to a friend. But there's something nice to actually have something physical. Mm. So in your own time, maybe you're just having a coffee yourself, flick through a brochure. Maybe there's some items within our brochure which your business needs.
It's interesting you say that, because there's been a bit of a resurgence in that sending of a physical birthday card or a Christmas card, rather than just those little graphics which dance about the screen in your email, is that handwriting. And how cool is it when you actually get something which is handwritten, a real letter or a real card? You feel really special.
Yeah, it means something a little bit more personal. How easy is it these days just to delete an email or get rid of something off your phone? Whereas if you've got a physical item, something someone's taken the time to write or put in a postbox or hand deliver. Mm. So I think that's why print is having a little bit of a resurgence now, and hopefully it's good for Print West.
Yeah, absolutely. So you said that you did all your training in the UK.
Yes, obviously my Australian accent hasn't quite bedded in yet, but yeah, we've been over in Australia now for 3 years. Mm-hmm. You might be able to tell I'm from Liverpool.
Nice.
So yeah, we've bedded in really nicely here. It was a long journey to get over here, but absolutely love it. Perth is a great place to live. The work-life balance is absolutely right. Been here 3 years. Print West has been going now for 2 years, developing very nicely, and hopefully it'll continue to grow.
So if people want something which is just that little bit different, they want to understand the creative process and use your expertise, you know, years and years of knowledge with that brilliant end product, because of course that's where you started.
Yeah.
What's the best way to get in contact with you, John?
Well, the best thing is to give me a call. Drop me an email, send me a text, follow us on Facebook, have a look at our website, whatever it might be, just get in touch. We try not to do things too much over email, first contact. Let's sit down, have a coffee. Tell me what you want. It might be something we can help you with. It might be something I can pass you on to someone else who might be better suited. What we tend to do is we have a look at your problem and we find a solution. We don't necessarily come there with a bag full of print samples and say, you need this and you need that. You tell us what you're trying to do, who you're trying to target yourself, and we'll find a product or a service which fits your business.
Fantastic. So the Print West website is the best place to start?
Yeah, which is there's too many W's there. So printwest.com.au. Follow us on Facebook. We're always posting a few things on there on our projects, which you've just done. It'd be great to people to get online, have a look at us. But really, we want to sit down with you, have a coffee, and we can talk a little bit more about print. As I say, we haven't got 3 hours to talk about print, but maybe a coffee with someone will help us along the way.
Brilliant. Thanks for your time.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.